We've got our WJR Business Beat. Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, spotlighting the entrepreneurial tech and startup community on WJR. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. Today's Business Beat presented by Access Point. So for anyone out there sitting on a great idea for a new business, but just not sure you want to leave the quote-unquote security of your current job, well, you better hear this. Job security into the future may not be what you're hoping it will be, and to count on it rather than pursue a business of your own may be misguided and, in fact, even more risky. New information out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that job growth will be stunted over the next 10 years. In fact, the U.S. is expected to add just 11.9 million new jobs through 2030, and that's only slightly more than half of the 22.6 million jobs added during the 2010s. Even more concerning, due to the changes brought on by the pandemic and other factors culminating at this time, it's expected that we will even see entire industry sectors decaying or disappearing altogether. For example, after the coronavirus pandemic kept people out of stores and pushed them to shop online, retail trade is projected to lose more than 500,000 jobs by 2030, the most of any occupation. Now, the report projects that the occupations that will experience the biggest declines over the next 10 years fall into three categories: office and administrative, support, sales and retail, and production. You see, as more and more companies embrace automation and adopt productivity-enhancing technologies such as robotics and cloud-based software, industries such as manufacturing are expected to be hit hard by the introduction of these new technologies and will continue to decay the need for a workforce as robots take their place. Similarly, as companies turn to software solutions and automation to do office clerical work, secretarial jobs will be lost. So look, if you've got a great idea burning, but you've been reluctant to pursue it because you think you should or need to hang on to your job security, you better think again, because in fact, it may be riskier to rely on that versus starting a business of your own. My recommendation, start a side hustle. Start a business part-time while working at your full-time job. That way you can validate your business and gain the confidence you need to make it your full-time gig. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat brought to you today by Dell Technologies on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.